Thunderstones. Thunderstones appear in front of your eyes in heavy winter nights as some strange, rugged shapes that send shivers down your spine and take you back to the old times when all of this world was born, when giants and ogres had not yet been punished by God and Lucifer, sent away from heaven, was looking for a place to call his own. These lands were blessed by God with fertile plains, fertile vineyards, endless forests, hard-working and ardent people, proud and loving women. It is said that a king lived here and had the power of life and death over all his possessions. God gave him all the riches of the earth. But his sons, who were supposed to inherit everything, were overcome by greed. Angered by their sins and pettiness, the king decided to punish them by taking all the riches away from them. Along with a handful of faithful subjects, he headed to the Mount of Pion and buried his treasure somewhere near Altar Stone and the Blunt Stone of Gedeon, at the foot of a large, round rock. He entrusted an old hermit who was living in loneliness and immaculacy on the top of the mountain to guard the treasure. Sometimes, when he was strong enough, he climbed the highest peak of Chahlo, where he had a wooden semantron that he used to call to prayer all the hermits of the mountain. At the foot of the rock, where the unfortunate king buried his treasure, he built a firwood cross to cast out evil spirits. But the hermit died, and soon after him the king and the few who knew the secret of the treasure. The cross rotted and flowed through the rocks. This is what Satan was expecting. He started to diligently dig among the rocks, but in vain. Furious, he released thousands of lightning bolts upon the round and shiny rock. The rock was blown away. The gold melted away and flowed into the depths of the earth. All that remained were some rocks that seemed like once they were one. They are the thundered stones, awful and jagged like Satan's grin